AircheckDownloads.com.
So pointless without you. So pointless.
Everything is pointless without you.
Louis Capaldi. Monday, Thursday, before Good Friday and your long bank holiday weekends, the biggest ever throwback weekend coming. Katy Perry on next for our Throwback Thursday. It's Matt Foyster on Rock FM Breakfast, in for Joel for today and for Tuesday as well. We're talking about the odd ways in which you met. A couple here today on the timeline, celebrating 10 years together. They met when he asked her for directions. She was walking her dog. He was lost. He asked for directions. 10 years later, they're still together. I was saying that they must have been hot, because to woo somebody whilst you're stood there holding a poo bag from your dog is, I mean, it's a difficult business, isn't it? Do you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Swinging it around, pointing for directions. Mom, it's like that's my eyes and my face. Tell us about the odd ways in which you met on the WhatsApp, 07950-277-468. Morning, Si in Preston. Morning, Matt and Brad. We met on a driving test. I was the candidate after my wife. She looked pale. I gave her a Fanta. The rest is history.
I gave her a Fanta.
How romantic.
That's how you got to woo, Brad. None of this Sprite on a beach in Turkey business. Fanta will suffice.
Hey, Pete's been on. He says, 9 years ago, I was at a 21st birthday party. There was a girl there I used to be with, and we were flirting and kissing all night. After the pub closed, we were going into town, and her high heel snapped. So she went home. I ended up flirting and kissing her older sister, and we've been together since with two kids. Her sister is still not happy to this day.
So hang on, he let her go home with only one shoe?
Yeah.
Didn't rescue the shoe, instead rescued the sister.
The older sister.
So yeah. if her shoe hadn't have broken, he'd be with the sister.
Yeah, wow. That's literally, yeah, you summarised it.
How fickle. We've got a voice note here from Louise. Go on, Louise, good morning.
Good morning. My now husband added me on Facebook as a friend of a friend many years ago. And I passed my driving test and put it on Facebook, saying, you know, oh, I passed first time, very exciting. Now, the first time my husband spoke to me, he got my number off Facebook because he'd seen my post, rang me at 4 a.m. and said, hiya, I'm drunk in Preston. Is there any chance you can come and pick me up? Because I've lost my wallet. I'm Sean, by the way. And clearly it worked, because now we've been married for 4 years. Yeah, there we go.
Hang on, is it normal to put your phone number on Facebook?
No, I wouldn't. You need a bit of privacy.
And also, even if it was a friend that you've met or a colleague at work, you'd meet them quite well before phoning at 4 a.m, wouldn't you?
Yeah, exactly. But I tell you what, fella, Sean, that's what you call shooting your shot.
It's honest, Sean. 100%. It's honest, Sean. Morning, Leanne. Morning, Matt and Brad. We met at a car boot sale. I made several not-needed purchases at his boot before we got talking. There you go.
Oh, wow, that's lovely.
I like it at a car boot when someone says to the person selling stuff, do you have these jeans in a bigger size? Well, why would I? It's my stuff that I'm selling. They fit me, that's about it. Love that.
Greetings, loved one.
The odd ways in which you met. Throwback Thursday, now playing Katy Perry and Snoop.
AircheckDownloads.com.